to our all-age service, we're going to begin with some pictures giving people a choice of who they might choose to do a particular job. First set, who do you want to be the family pet? Now, I can guarantee that some are going to be keen on dinosaurs, but you get the point. Next up, who might you choose to be your babysitter? Or to teach you dancing? The person on the left is Motsi Mabutsi, a dancer and one of these Strictly Come Dancing judges. And then the same set of pictures with a different question, who might you choose to build your house? And Sean from Ford's did a very good job here with our hall as a supervisor for quite a lot of the time. I think I'd trust him. Although when Jesus picked the 12 who'd be his closest disciples, interestingly, he made a few rather surprising choices. We might imagine that Jesus would pick perhaps those who are very learned or very popular or respected. Our Bible reading told us that though he had a wide choice because so many people were interested in coming to see him, it's a surprise where he focused his attention. Well, on this occasion, at least. Because he concentrated on a man called Levi, the son of Alphaeus. We know from the other Gospels he was also known as Matthew, who was sitting at the place where people came to pay their taxes to the Roman Empire. Now, that was something almost all the people in Israel in Jesus' time would have hated doing. Though we might feel most of our taxes, or at least some of them, go to good things. In the land of Israel in Jesus' time, they were under Roman control. They conquered many other countries in that part of the world and recruited a big army to make sure they couldn't revolt. But that army needed to be paid. And they did that by requiring the people in those conquered countries to pay tax. And they found that if they could persuade a local person to be the tax collector, that local knowledge would make them more effective at ensuring that everyone paid up. It didn't make the person very popular among their friends and neighbours, but some were tempted to do the job because it was normally a way of becoming quite wealthy. A large amount of money passed through your hands, and some of it, in effect, you got to keep for yourself. And Jesus had come across Levi sitting at the place where taxes to be paid. Not, of course, because he had come to pay what was expected of him. No, he was one of the Jewish people who'd agreed to be a tax collector for the Romans. Most of Levi's countrymen would have despised him as in that role. Perhaps many, when they came close, would have shown their feelings in the dirty looks they gave him, or perhaps even by calling him a traitor to the nation. And maybe people have expected Jesus to do or say something similar to Levi when he passed by where he was sitting. But instead, he invited him, "Follow me." And Levi got up and went with Jesus, leaving everything behind, we're told in Luke's Gospel's account, which would seem to include leaving aside the money he'd collected that day, because being with Jesus seemed far more important. That Gospel makes clear as well that he invited Jesus to his own house. Jesus' other disciples were welcomed in too, Levi producing a meal for them all to enjoy. And in addition, they were joined by many of the other people who Levi knew, including a number who, like Levi, worked for the Romans as tax collectors, and others who'd have been looked down on by the majority of their fellow Israelites as particularly notorious sinners of a different kind, always getting into trouble for wrongdoing of various sorts. But not everyone who saw what was happening was impressed. Some of the religious leaders of the day, the Pharisees, got wind of it. And so they challenged Jesus' disciples with the question, why does your teacher, Jesus, eat with tax collectors and sinners? Jesus heard what the Pharisees were saying, and he answered, those who are well have no need of a doctor. You go to a doctor when you are sick. In the same way, I came not to call the righteous, to call good people to be my followers, but rather sinners. There's an obvious encouragement for those who know inside that we've messed up, or who fear that others see us as people who are trouble. Through Jesus, there is forgiveness, a fresh start, the strengthening of his Holy Spirit coming to live in us to help us live God's way. None of us here and now can have the particular privilege of being invited to become one of Jesus' 12 closest disciples. But he calls each one, no matter what we've gone wrong in the past, follow me. I wonder, will we be like Levi and do just that, making following Jesus the number one priority in our lives? Because actually, even if we're not the kind of person who's regularly in trouble, Jesus still calls. We still need him, actually. For when the Lord said, I've not come to call the righteous, well, that's not because there are some people who he isn't interested in or who can manage without him. It's because there's no one who's completely righteous in God's sight. Psalm 14 said, there is none who does good, not even one. That might have just been seen as the writer despairing at the majority of other people he knew. But in the book of Romans, the Apostle Paul sees it as a truth applying to every single human being. Many do some good things, of course, but no one manages that all the time. When we consider the perfection of God and his expectations on us, all have sinned and fallen short. Sometimes people forget that and think that we are the righteous ones, that God must surely be delighted to have those as holy as us on his side. But if we see ourselves like that, we won't, of course, understand our need for God's mercy and forgiveness. And sadly, those religious leaders, the Pharisees, seem to be making that kind of mistake. But if we know that we're far from perfect, that we need Jesus, the good news is he welcomes us to share our lives with him, to follow him, and to begin to live the better way that he points us to. As he welcomed Levi and all the other tax collectors and sinners when he was here on earth, so he welcomes each one of us. And he calls us to follow him today. Some of us here might have been the kind of people who had the happy experience of being chosen by others, who had the honour of being head boy or head girl, who got picked for the sports teams or to act in a play. Maybe later on in life, had someone agree to marry them. Or maybe we never seem to get chosen for those kind of things. The good news is that Jesus calls each one of us as he called Levi, and he invites us, follow me. Amen.